Divine greetings, everyone. This is Satori, your host, and you are listening to the Mellow Mindfulness Podcast. Sit back as I take you on a journey through my experiences, affirmations, and meditations that work for me, and tips on how you live your best life. Hey everyone, it's been a while since I've recorded, and it's been an interesting month, a couple months, and everyone is going through their own ways of dealing with this pandemic. And I'm in the tropics, you know, in Costa Rica. And although there's different levels of this here, everything is still pura vida here. It's pura vida, pure life. Everything is relaxing. And it's not just about the country or the energy of the country. That does matter. It really does matter. But it's about what do you choose inside of yourself right now. And I know, I realize within myself that I've chosen peace. Peace is very important. And I know a lot of us really are looking for peace in this crazy world, even before this issue in the world coming out. There's so many people looking for peace. And you know, peace is definitely a choice. So along my road and along my journey of actually, you know, finding peace or accepting peace, you know, or choosing peace, it's been interesting because, you know, in the beginning of, you know, when I decided to free myself, you know, quit my job and trust, you know, completely in the most high, in the highest way, you know. Before that, I didn't really know I was choosing peace, really. I didn't know I was going to go on a journey of peace, of understanding what that was. I felt that I chose to be more free, for sure. And even along those lines, even on those roads, the road that I've been on in choosing more freedom, it hasn't been as peaceful as some may think. In the beginning, I'd say in the beginning. And I'm like, what the heck? I just want to be in the tropics. I don't want to deal with this, you know. But it's all about who you are inside. It's all about what you choose for yourself. And as we meet people and as we move around this world, we see how we reflect, our reflections of what's going on inside of us, by what we choose to accept, by what we accept outside of ourselves, and what we resonate with. And then we figure out why we resonate with that. I know I figured out why I resonated with certain people, with certain beings, the similarities. And it was never about running, you know, I thought. It was never about running. It was about starting a new life and and just a peaceful life in the tropics and the beautiful nature with all these exotic animals and enjoying the rivers and the ocean and just beautiful people. And that was the mindset. But I really was on a journey to understanding peace, understanding it. And one thing I've learned about peace, it's about knowing when to walk away from things and people and places that no longer serve you. And that's a start, you know, that's a start. But you also need to be around these people, places, and things to understand what you are, what you choose to be, and what you choose not to be. And then take action. Sometimes you have to say, hey, that is not a reflection of me. That's not what I choose to be. That is not me, or that's not me anymore. And it's similar to like a test, you know, when you meet people, when you go to places and you realize this is not who I am anymore. I've outgrown these people. I've outgrown this place. I've outgrown doing this thing or this thing here. So choosing peace is knowing when to say, hey, that's not me. And that's not what I want to be affiliated with. Now, having the capacity to still be cordial with people and places and things, that's a different thing. But sitting at the table with you, no. You know, there's boundaries out here. And yes, we're strong. We can get to a point of deep strength where we can be around beings that aren't healthy. And we be the light. And we raise the frequency. But do you choose to sit at the table with that energy all the time? No, because that's not who you are. You know, that's not who you are. But you know how to engage, and you know how to encounter these energies and these places because you're mastering yourself. Because you're finding peace, like within your spiritual house. You know, you're finding the peace. So having your aura beam outside of you, that energy, that is your house. Like you, wherever you go, that's your house. And you have to choose and decide if you want to be at peace in that house or not. I don't care if you're at the store, at the farmer's market, at the movies, anywhere, walking down the street, encountering different energies. Some may be stronger than others, but what is your foundation of your house, of that house that you have built around you, your energetic house, your spiritual house? How do you operate there, no matter where you are? And that's another thing I had to learn about peace is, I mean, we can be peaceful anywhere. We can really take our peace anywhere. Because we are home everywhere we go. No matter where you travel to, and this is what I've learned, you know, as a traveler, no matter what country you're in, no matter where you go, this is your house. You have your home with you at all times. And it's like, who are you letting sit at the table? So it's like allowing someone in your energy space, in your aura space. How do people react and respond to your energy, your aura? Being at a state and level of awareness to know this. It's kind of like a bubble. It's kind of like a bubble. And understanding yourself throughout this life is imperative. Getting to know yourself at the core deeply. You know, and this is, you know, what I really talk about when I do my human design aura readings. You know, when I use the information to see where I'm at, to see where someone else is. And help them understand what self-mastery is. And you choosing. You know, the other day I went to the market. I went to the local market. Every Sunday they have a market where they sell fresh fruits and vegetables. They play music. And yeah, the guy's on the guitar, he's singing. And they sell different clothes and different items. And it was a lot going on. You know, it was a lot going on. And what the fun part was for me is that in the awareness that I choose to have, that I am at with myself, I could see my house. I could actually feel me actually being in my house, the comfortability of being there amongst others, amongst all types of people, no matter who they are, where they're from. I'm starting to see this more and more, being comfortable, more and more comfortable in my house, in my spiritual house. And this is, you know, this is how the confidence builds and it grows and grows, because you're you in your house everywhere. And it doesn't have to be your physical house. You know, it's yeah, of course, you have your lair, your physical house, and this is your house, and this thing's going down how you want it to go down. You know that it's a physical space. People should understand that. Okay. You can get to that point. You know, you can start saying it about your physical house, but your spiritual house, that's another level. You know, it's another level to it, because we can take that anywhere, you know. And before I left the States, I didn't understand that, honestly. I didn't really get that. I just felt like the environment, I wanted to leave. I wanted to explore life more. Countries and just delicious fresh fruits and all these different shiny things that I felt was going to be there, you know. And so on that journey of that, and thinking I'm looking for that or going for that, I've actually found my house, and I've expanded into my house. It's always about expanding into it, like deeper and deeper. Now I'm setting up the table, you know. I'm setting up the table so I can have guests, you know, and bring them into my house. In my energy, and see how that feels, you know, my own personal genie bottle of expressing, you know, expressing my energy. And that is fun. It's fun to be able to be at that awareness and furnish your spiritual house. Furnishing your spiritual house. What would you put there for you to have peace? When I think about peace in my spiritual house, I'm thinking about, hey, I want some beanie bags as chairs. I want my pillows all around so I can have a huge relaxation bubble. You know? Like, what do you choose there? What are you going to put there? It's good to do this visualization, you know, and affirmations are beautiful. Visualizations are beautiful because it just puts you in a state of imagination and sharpening that. It's very important for you to shape your reality, for you to shape your world, for you to manifest what you think peace is, what you think, what you feel, you know, peace is, or what you choose is. It's so much that we see. It's so much that we, you know, look at online. And the visuals are awesome. The visuals are beautiful. But what about imagination? Because when I'm sitting in my house, okay? My physical house and my spiritual house. It's all about the energy of what I would choose in life. It's not even just about a specific place or a specific person. You know, I'm not really using the ego here. It's just accepting. And when you envision what peace is to you, and then you see it, you know, in your mind, it's not like you're seeing visuals of other people in other places, you know, it's and what they're doing. You're sitting with yourself. You're sitting with yourself and you're choosing what it is. You're not taking someone else's word for it and saying this is what you should think peace is and this is what that looks like to, you know, it's you really honing in on what would be the best for you. What would you like to see and have in this life? And the purity of that, the purity of your heart determines if that's going to come and how that's going to come. So I would love for you to do some envisioning. You know, do more envisioning. Do a visualization of what you think peace is. What does it look like? What does it feel like? What does it sound like? What do you hear? Right now, I'm hearing birds, all different types of birds. And this morning, it's rising, I heard monkeys. You know, and some may not think that's peace. They may say, hey, shut up, birds. Monkeys, go to sleep. But with me, I'm like, this is peace for me. It's nothing like that, being awakened by these beautiful exotic animals. And I just give thanks for that. You know, I give my thanks. So we're looking to change our lives, right? We're looking to expand. We're looking to take things to the next level. How do we do that? How do we gain the peace in our spiritual house to be able to do anything and be what we choose to be without restraint? You know, that's the question. So many of us looking to manifest things in different ways. I mean, we all go about manifesting things differently, whether we're using pure energy or we're utilizing and using the energy of others to bring something into fruition, which benefits them as well, you know, and it's an exchange. There's so many different ways to go about this, you know, and this is what I love about human design. This is what I love about doing my aura type readings. And it gets so exciting for me. And it's so fun because everyone's unique. Everybody has a different way of, you know, holding energy. Everyone has a different threshold. And it's beautiful to be a part of someone else's confirmation for themselves and share insight and, you know, just be a part of that journey with them, because it's not about this is the reading you get and this is all of this going to be. It's about expansion. It's about learning what you have so you can know how to operate yourself in this life, in this world, when you're interacting with other energies, when they're in your spiritual house, if you want them in your house, if you, what is your house, what is your aura, you know, do to people when you encounter them? What is theirs do to you? What did theirs do to you? Can you observe, or are you absorbing everything, not realizing that you have a choice? realizing that you can decide what to do with the energy. Because, I mean, we, you know, so many, you know, bits of data coming through us. So it's not like we're choosing for that to happen or not to happen. It's happening. It's just deciding what to do with it. And that's, you know, that's a better word for me. Deciding is such a better word. Because I remember Kanye talked about, you know, slavery was a choice. You know, he had mentioned that. And people were so upset. And it's really about deciding to do what to do with what is there, what comes. And not necessarily saying it was a choice. You know, it's deciding what to do when it comes. So that's important. How are you going to choose peace today? How are you going to envision what peace looks like to you? How often are you going to do that? It matters. So many of us want a quick fix sometimes, and there's no quick fixes. I'm gonna tell you that right now. There's no quick fixes. You can make a quick, bold move. You can make a quick, bold move. I definitely know a lot about those things. I really do, but there's no quick fix. You have to be dedicated to what you choose to accept in this life. If it's something that you choose to accept, or you say, hey, I decide to accept this in my life only, this is my standard, and this is my boundary for that, then you have to work at it every day. And you have to see it every day. And you have to read it every day. Whether you wrote it down, you're reading it again, it's all a part of it. So a beautiful visualization today would be, what does peace look like to you? Envision what peace is and choose that all the time, because it is your house. You are in your house right now, all the time, no matter where you are. And I feel like even with these podcasts, I've been really contemplating and feeling out how I should go about them. You know, how do I go about expressing what I can give to the world? And what I realize is the imagination. I expand the imagination, and visualization is something that I would love to, you know, help others be a part of, making that their regular, you know, routine. Different visualizations for different days. And really just using that imagination muscle, and get out of illusion. Get yourself out of illusion and embrace your imagination. For sure. I appreciate you guys listening as always. And until next time, mellow mindfulness. Hey listeners, Mellow Mindfulness adds a new episode every Sunday, so please be sure to tune in next week. Hey, and don't hesitate to ask me about my counseling and coaching services, my human design aura readings, and the upcoming retreats.